Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Anand Nambiar, Executive Vice President and Global Head of Semiconductor Materials at EMD Electronics. Welcome to the podcast, Anand.
Thank you, Daniel. It's good to be here.
First, I'd like to ask how you got started in the semiconductor industry.
It's a total accident how I got into the industry. When I got out of college, I went to interview for a company. You know, this is before companies had websites. So somebody called me and a recruiter called me and went into the interview. And I realized, oh, this is the Japanese company that makes cameras. So I interviewed and I got a job, and it turned out to be from their semiconductor division. That's when I found out that they make lithography equipment. And so that's kind of the entry accidentally into the semiconductor industry. And 25 years later, I'm still here in the industry working for EMD Electronics.
Interesting. So what brought you to EMD?
I used to be part of a company called AZ Electronic Materials, which primarily focused on lithography materials into the semiconductor industry. And Merck KGaA Darmstadt, Germany acquired AZ a few years ago. And that's how I got into the company. And EMD Electronics is the electronics business of Merck KGaA Darmstadt, Germany in the US and Canada. The company is known as Merck internationally, except in the US and Canada, where we operate as EMD Serono in the healthcare business, Millipore Sigma in the life science business, and electronics in the electronics business.
As we've just begun 2023, what's your assessment of where the semiconductor industry is in its sustainability journey?
Yeah, the semiconductor industry has a significant impact on sustainability, both in terms of its environmental footprint and its potential to drive technological solutions to environmental challenges. So you can imagine that manufacturing of semiconductor chips creates a massive environmental footprint, with greenhouse gas emissions currently in focus. So, you know, chip making is a very energy intensive industry. We need to, you got to heat up furnaces, power very power hungry equipment, lithography equipment, water purification systems, and so on. So as an industry, we've made significant progress in terms of sustainability in recent decades. However, its sustainability was not the top priority, and if anything, was probably considered on a per project basis. But given the recent climate reports and pressure from stakeholders and the growing recognition that positive social and environmental impact benefits business, sustainability has emerged as an important factor in corporate longevity and long-term success. So more than ever, acting sustainably is a crucial factor for future business success. And consumers are also driving sustainability across the whole electronics market, leading to a call to action for our customers and ourselves. So we can address these needs by focusing on innovation and new technologies, and the industry has advanced in this area, but there's a lot more that we can do together. So not only can we address these needs, but you know, the onus is on us as producers in the industry and as contributors of consumer electronic emissions. And in addition, many companies have also implemented various different options, such as waste reduction and recycling programs to reduce their impact on the environment. So all things considered, the industry has become increasingly aware of the importance of sustainability and is working to address these issues.
Yeah, I agree completely. You know, with sustainability at the forefront of today's consumer and governing authorities' minds, how do you anticipate it will impact the business strategy of those in the semiconductor industry?
Yeah, as customers and governments, you know, they place an increasing emphasis on sustainability, semiconductor manufacturers will have to adapt their business strategies to meet these demands. You know, at EMD Electronics, we view sustainability as crucial for future business success, and it's a top priority for our group strategy. And some of the ways that this focus on sustainability could impact semiconductor manufacturers' business strategies can be, developing more sustainable manufacturing processes and technologies, such as using renewable energy sources or reducing water usage. Our industry is extremely water intensive. For example, a large fab can use 10 million gallons of water per day, enough for over 30,000 families, according to IEEE Spectrum. You can invest in R&D to develop sustainable and eco-friendly products. Just recently, a few months ago, we announced joining forces with Micron to develop an alternative low GWP etch gas, which Micron is now testing to validate its process performance, so we can replace a traditional, high GWP material. The goal, new, more sustainable gas solutions are to be introduced permanently into the production of semiconductors in the future, so that we can collectively bring down the greenhouse gas emissions. You can also shift business priorities to prioritize sustainability and reduce the environmental impact of operations. For our group, we have committed to three overarching sustainability goals. In 2030, we will achieve human progress for more than 1 billion people through sustainable science and technology. By 2030, we will integrate sustainability into all of our value chains. And by 2040, we will achieve climate neutrality and reduce our resource consumption. So the goals reflect what our company stands for and its contributions to society as a science and technology company. We can also work closely with governments and other stakeholders to develop regulations and standards that promote sustainable practices, and communicating their sustainability effort to customers and other stakeholders to demonstrate their commitment to environmental responsibility. So the focus on sustainability is likely to have a significant impact on semiconductor manufacturers' business strategies, and will probably require most players to make significant changes to meet those new demands of customers and governments.
Well, that's good to hear. So, in your opinion, what are some of the biggest sustainability challenges in the semiconductor industry in 2023 and the years to come? I know you mentioned water. Here in California, that's a big problem. But what else?
Yeah, one of the biggest challenges facing the industry is the high environmental impact of semiconductor manufacturing. The production of semiconductors requires the use of a wide range of chemical materials, and the process can generate a significant amount of waste and pollution. Additionally, the high energy demand for semiconductor manufacturing can contribute to greenhouse gas emissions and other environmental problems. Recently, the joke is that an EUV equipment requires a little nuclear power plant next to it, and coming back to our world, a fully fluorinated greenhouse gas such as NF3 or SF6 are really the longest lived, most potent greenhouse gases. Their atmospheric lifetimes, it ranges from 500 to 50,000 years, and their GWPs range from 6,000 to 23,000. Once it's released, they're essentially permanent additions to the atmosphere, according to the EPA. So focusing just on NF3, a product that we produce, in 2020, the scope 1 emissions in the US accounted for close to 600,000 tons of carbon dioxide equivalent emissions. That's equal to 130,000 gasoline powered cars. So we're designing a process for large-scale NF3 abatement as a prerequisite to meet our long-term goals and to drive decarbonization in the industry. Now, we've done a pilot project that's demonstrated the successful destruction of over 90% of NF3 from reaching the atmosphere, and we're targeting getting it to 100%. And this project offers enormous promise to reduce emissions of harmful gases that stay in the atmosphere for forever. EMD Electronics, so therefore, has committed to lowering its absolute direct scope 1 and indirect scope 2 greenhouse gas emissions by 50% by 2030. And most of these greenhouse gas emissions stem from process-related emissions during the production of chemicals and specialty gases for the electronic industry. So with improved processes, we and others can significantly reduce those emissions in the future.
Wow, that's really good to hear. So how should organizations respond to these pressing sustainability hurdles in the semiconductor industry?
Yeah, there are several ways that companies can respond. You know, some approaches could include reducing energy consumptions. And given the energy crisis going around in the world, companies can implement more energy efficient technologies and processes in their manufacturing operations, such as, you know, advanced cooling systems and renewable energy sources. We can reduce hazardous materials. The semiconductor industry uses a number of hazardous materials in its manufacturing process. So reducing the use of these materials, finding alternatives can help improve sustainability. This could involve finding alternatives to hazardous materials, gases, using safer manufacturing processes, or implementing proper waste disposal and, you know, recycling practices. Just last year, we announced a product called AZ910 Remover, which both reduces waste and is safe for workers and consumers. So effective removal solvents currently use a molecule called NMP, which has been demonstrated to be unsafe for workers and consumers. So AZ910 is an NMP-free solvent that dissolves resist using 1/3 of the solvent volume, so reducing waste and addressing NMP safety concerns altogether. So with just a single gallon of this product, users can clean more than 250 8-inch wafers, so with 80% coverage of a negative tone resist. So it's not possible to achieve these results anywhere with existing solutions. So this is another example of a solution whose benefits are multifaceted. In this case, it's safe and we reduce waste. We could also invest in R&D. Sustainability is a rapidly evolving field, so investing in R&D can help companies stay at the forefront of sustainable practices and technologies. This could also involve developing new materials, processes, or products that are more sustainable than existing ones. You know, I previously mentioned the alternative low GWP etch gas with Micron. That'll help prevent emissions of gases, like I mentioned, that stay in the atmosphere for hundreds of years. And this will enable our customers to reduce their scope 1 emissions as a result. We could also engage with stakeholders. Sustainability is a complex issue that involves many different stakeholders, such as customers, consumers, employees, regulators, you know, and communities. So engaging with these stakeholders can also help companies understand their concerns and develop better sustainable practices that address their needs. So there's no one-size-fits-all approach to sustainability, but by taking a proactive and holistic approach, I think companies can make significant progress in this area.
Right. So, you know, the semiconductor industry is very collaborative inside of the semiconductor industry, but how can we collaborate with other industries and other stakeholders to promote sustainability?
No, absolutely. I think there are several different ways to promote sustainability, and some of these could be partnering with companies in the industry with other industries, such as renewable energy and waste management, to develop and implement newer technologies and practices. Participating in industry-wide initiatives and organizations focused on sustainability to learn more, such as the Semiconductor Industry Association's Sustainability Steering Committee, where we share best practices and collaborate on sustainability efforts. Engaging with governments and regulatory agencies to develop policies and regulations that promote sustainable practices in the industry. Working with environmental organizations and other NGOs to develop programs and initiatives to support sustainability. Collaborating with academic and research institutes to do research to do R&D on sustainable technologies and practices. Engaging in robust and secure data analytics and sharing ecosystem, for instance, by collaborating and having visibility across the ecosystem, sustainability data can be turned on into action. Using existing process data, we can rapidly and efficiently identify highest carbon footprint drivers in the ecosystem or in the value chain. And this can be thus, you know, generating environmental and cost savings by identifying greener alternatives. The collaboration with other industries and stakeholders can definitely be important, and it's a very vital part of promoting sustainability in our industry. So by working together, the industry can leverage the expertise and resources of a wide range of other organizations and other industries to drive progress and support the transition to a more sustainable future.
So just to wrap up, as a materials supplier, how does your role fit into a more sustainable semiconductor ecosystem?
Yeah, it's a very important question. You know, if you look at a typical fab, which is not using any renewables for energy, energy is the biggest source of their greenhouse gas emissions. Almost 65% of the GHG comes from energy. But a fab that is converted into renewable sources, the process chemicals become the significant part of their greenhouse gas emissions. So process chemicals and gases are definitely in the realm of what we are involved with. So material suppliers in the industry can play a very critical role in promoting sustainability by developing and providing sustainable materials, investing in R&D and collaborating with manufacturers and equipment makers and other stakeholders. And by doing so, we can help to reduce the impact, the environmental impact of the industry, and support the transition to a more sustainable future. And as a major provider of materials in our industry with the mission to advance digital living, it is it's imperative that we fulfill our social responsibility in directly limiting climate change and influencing others to do the same. So not only to ensure the quality of life for us and future generations, but as a business imperative, key to organizational success.
That's great. Thank you very much, Anand, for your time. Great conversation, and I look forward to speaking with you again in the near future.
Thank you, Daniel, and thank you for the opportunity. It's great talking to you.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.